Hello?
Hello, I'm Michelle Hernandez from Metro Research. We are conducting a call of people's opinion for people for public affairs and current events. And this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes, I'm registered.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, Senate,
100%.
Congress, and... Thank you. Would you please tell me your age?
Yes, 80.
In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
White.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Wrong.
Okay. Thinking about the election for Congress, would you vote, would you for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Would you say lean toward Democratic or definitely Democratic?
Definitely.
Now, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Thomas Chalifoux.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Thomas Chalifoux.
Don't know that person.
Republicans in Congress.
All assholes.
Okay, would you say very unfavorable?
Extremely unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Darren
Soto. Darren Soto. Unfavorable.
Okay, would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat favorable or very, very favorable?
Very.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Only somewhat favorable.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Complete asshole, very unfavorable.
Okay. Project 2025.
Very unfavorable, heading in the wrong direction.
Donald Trump.
Complete moron, very unfavorable.
Democrats in Congress.
The worst thing that ever happened in the United States. And that's why as an independent, I lean towards the Democrats at the moment. Because stupid Republicans follow that asshole.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from the district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove, somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you would vote for?
There's only one of those that is even votable. That's Harris.
Okay. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mackersell, Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Debbie Mackersell, Powell.
Okay. If the election for United States Congress were today and candidates were Thomas Calicutz, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Neither.
As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare. Families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. Colonel Thomas Calicutz is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Calicutz will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Calicutz will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Calicutz, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Soto.
Thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Bringing down rent prices, protecting reproductive freedom, improving I-4 and traffic congestion, I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, lowering grocery prices, protecting Social Security and Medicare, securing our border, ending the gun violence epidemic, lowering inflation and gas prices, making health care affordable for working families, tackling crime and improving public safety, promoting traditional values in schools, making owning a home more affordable, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida.
Reproductive health care.
Okay. Thank you. And which is the next most important issue? Bringing down rent prices, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, lowering grocery prices, protecting Social Security and Medicare, securing our border, ending the gun violence epidemic.
Protecting Social Security.
Thank you. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Thomas Calfuchs is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect?
No effect. He's a bullshitter.
Thomas Calfuchs will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Not convincing.
Okay. Thomas
couldn't stop somebody coming through his front door.
Thomas Calfuchs will support the Trump-backed America First policy that prioritizes American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Calfuchs will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness. Is it very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Aaron Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Very convincing?
Not very convincing.
No effect?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Aaron Soto helped bring in down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
Somewhat convincing.
Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs, and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay. Now that you've heard a little bit more of the election for United States Congress, if the election for United States Congress were today and candidates were Thomas Calfuchs, the Republican candidate, and Aaron Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Probably Soto.
Thank you. Now let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Aaron Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policy that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. Would this be serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
While Califux says he was a successful business owner, he and his companies owed over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosure.
Serious doubts.
Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Calfuchs continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks, while his backers fight to abolishing Social Security and cut support programs for veterans who are in need.
serious doubts.
Aaron Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Aaron Soto has made our lives harder, not easier. And we can't trust him with another term in Congress.
No effect.
Okay. Thomas Calafux blames excessive stimulus paycheck packages for record inflation, but his companies took $160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic.
Serious doubts.
Thomas Calafux stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private health care decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women.
Serious doubts. He's a Trump ass.
Thank you. Now that you've heard a little bit more, the election for United States Congress for today, the candidates were Thomas Calafux, the Republican candidate, and Darren Schultz for the Democratic candidate. Which one do you think you would vote for?
Soto.
Thank you. What is your primary source of for national and political news? Talk radio, Orlando Sentinel, cable news networks, Nuevo Dia, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox News, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, your local newspaper, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services.
Cable news.
Thank you. From which network would you say you get most of your news? Fox News, Newsmax, OANN, CNN, MSNBC?
CNN.
Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Biden.
Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay, thank you.